I was preaching this morning. I got at Lakewood United Methodist Church in St. Petersburg. So I came at the very end of Dr. Cohen's sermon today. But I heard him talking about there is no way for him to separate his being black from his spirituality. That those things are so intertwined, there's no way to distinguish them. The same is true for me. I cannot separate my gayness from my spirituality. My gayness is a gift from God. And it's how God's love is made manifest in my life. And if sin is separation from God, then shame on the church for trying to separate gay people from their spirituality and from their God. Some of you heard me say the other day, I am wearing my chain bracelet, 40 links, because this is the 40th year since the anti-gay language was put into our Book of Discipline. And I want to be clear that while the policies and practices of the United Methodist Church wound gay people deeply, I think it's fair to say that what truly has been shackled for 40 years is the church. The church cannot be well, it cannot survive, it cannot flourish when hatred and discrimination and oppression are added at the core of its being. And so we need to end the discrimination to help save the church. One of the things I've been working on a lot lately, you just took from me, you stole my thunder. One of the things I've been working on a lot lately is this difference between prejudice and discrimination. So my partner and I live in this little tiny town in Wisconsin, nice little United Methodist Church there, and the pastor, who's a friend of mine, said, we'd love for you to come to church, but I'm not sure everybody would agree with you being there. Is that the criteria now for going to church? I live right on the border between Wisconsin and Minnesota, so there's Vikings and Packers fans. I said, do you have to agree which team you're going to support? What a burden that places on gay people to think that we have to change every heart before we will be accepted. It is not about prejudice. Prejudice will end. And it ends in any number of ways, whether that's through education, through experience, through people's understanding of God's movement in their life. Prejudice will end, but we cannot be responsible for having to change the hearts of every person in the world. In my faith, we call that works righteousness. And it's my job then to mete out my own salvation. And the church I love believes in God's grace. So we need to, as Reg said, we need to end discrimination right now, and prejudice will come along. We're perfectly cold, though. Oh, right there. So Ben and I were talking the other day, and we were talking about winning and whether we will be successful. One of the things that was asked of me a lot prior to my trial was, what are my chances of being successful at trial? And I always said my chances are 100%. Because my success does not reside in the verdict of some trial court. Our success does not reside in the votes that are accumulated across the street. Our success lies only in our willingness to be faithful, and in our willingness to tell the truth, and in our willingness to continue to stand for justice. We are already 100% successful. The only people who don't know it yet are the ones across the street. We're 100% successful. I tell the story about, I told it this morning, about my partner and I going from Nashville are from our home in Osceola, Wisconsin, back to Nashville for a visit. And we made it all the way from western Wisconsin to Nashville without ever getting lost. I'm so proud of us. Thank you. But we got to downtown Nashville, and we got completely turned around. We were so lost. And my cell phone rang. We were visiting our friends Beth and Jenny. And my cell phone rang, and it was Beth. And she said, Jenny just called, and she has this feeling that you're lost. So I say, when you're in justice movement, surround yourself with clairvoyant friends. It helps. But I said, we are. We're completely lost. And she said, well, where are you? I said, yeah, we're completely lost. I said, we're sitting at a stop sign right now. She said, well, tell me what intersection you're at. I looked up, and literally there was a sign that said Church Street to the left and an arrow to the left, and a sign that said Gay Street and an arrow to the right. I said, Beth, we are literally at the intersection of church and gay. And Beth is a gentle, quiet soul, but she's screaming on the cell phone, you don't have to choose! And that's why we do the work we do, right? So that nobody ever has to choose again between being authentic to who they are and having a relationship with the United Methodist Church. We do the work so nobody ever has to choose again. I'll end with a quote. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, a hero is no braver than an ordinary man, but he is braver 5 minutes longer. A shero is no braver than an ordinary woman, but she is braver 5 minutes longer. All we are called to do is to be faithful, to tell the truth, to persevere, and to be brave just 5 minutes longer than we were before, and 5 minutes longer than the person standing next to us. We have the ability to be brave, and we must be brave no matter what happens across the street. We are successful, 100%.